All right. God bless everybody. Good evening. Always a privilege and a joy to be able to stand before you or sit before you and open God's Word and see if we all can learn something. As you know, no one's got it all figured out. We're on this journey together and we're all learning and growing, and it's an exciting opportunity for us to learn from each other and to be taught by each other. And so I think it's reasonable to assume that you and I would like to continue to grow in our understanding of the things of God and in doing what He is telling us to do. If you take your Bibles, please, and go to Proverbs chapter 7. I'll give you just a moment to get there. Proverbs chapter 7, right in the very beginning, verse 1. There's some words that are stated there. It says that we are instructed that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. So maybe it'd be a good move on our part to look into this a little bit further and pray together to get some further enlightenment perspective. And so I'm going to pray, okay? Heavenly Father, thank you that you open our hearts and minds to understand more of you and your ways. And Father, that these next moments in your word can be life-changing and life-altering. You know our hearts, Father, every person who's on this call. And thank you, God, that you are listening and hearing and moving and working. Even as we speak, Father, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, amen. I also want to look at some other records that talk about some benefits, other benefits of having the fear of the Lord. Proverbs chapter 10, give you a moment to get there. So isn't that interesting? The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Here in Proverbs 10:27, it says that the fear of the Lord prolongeth days, but the years of the wicked shall be shortened. In Proverbs 14:26, maybe I can just go through these because I've got them sitting here right in front of me. Proverbs 14:26 and 27, it says, in the fear of the Lord is strong confidence, and his children shall have a place of refuge. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life to depart from the snares of death. In Proverbs 15:16, not too far away, it says, better is little with the fear of the Lord than great treasure and trouble therewith. And in Proverbs 15:33, the fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom, and before honor is humility. So there's a lot of benefits to understanding maybe more about what this fear of the Lord is. And these verses certainly indicate that there'd be a lot of profit by learning more about it. In studying this topic, we use research books and concordances and dictionaries. There's one called Holman's Bible Dictionary, and they give a great definition of this phrase, fear of the Lord. And they say it's the sense of fear that comes as individuals encounter the divine in the context of revelation. When God appears to a person, that person experiences the reality of God's holiness. There is a mystery in divine holiness that causes people to be overwhelmed with a sense of awe and fear. And they respond by falling down or kneeling in reverence and worship, confessing sin and seeking God's will. God's work, his power, his majesty, and his holiness evoke fear and demand acknowledgement. But the fear of God is not to be understood as the dread that comes out of fear and punishment, but as the reverential regard and the awe that comes out of recognition and submission to the divine. It is the revelation of God's will to which the believer submits in obedience. So it's a little different take on it than maybe what we would understand. And people say, you know, you got to be afraid of God and this sort of thing. But boy, I'll tell you, having experience with God, it causes something to transpire in your heart that changes a man or a woman or a young person. And not that we're seeking experiences, but we are seeking to be in the presence of God and to have experiences that are related to God working within us, showing us things, helping us, talking to us. And when these experiences and things happen, and you absolutely know it is God Almighty, then it brings something into your life that just causes great respect, great admiration, great awe. I thought it was interesting that they said they respond by falling down or kneeling in reverence and worship. And that is our response. And in the New Testament, there's a couple of sections here I'd like to look at. Acts chapter 9. There was a record where a lot of people were believing the word. And in Acts chapter 9, verse 31, it says, "Then had the churches rest throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria, and they were edified, walking in the fear of the Lord, and in the comfort of the Holy Ghost were multiplied." Really interesting that when the believers were walking with this respect and admiration and awe for God Almighty, and in the comfort of the Spirit, it says that they were multiplied. In 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1, "Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God." Is that what that says? Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, good. "Having therefore these promises, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness," where? "In the fear of God." In the fear of God. As we submit ourselves before God, as we go into God's presence, God reveals himself even to a much greater degree maybe than we've ever seen before. And that causes something to happen and transpire within us as this transformation takes place. Boy, when Moses was in the mountain and God appeared, it says his face shone. It was just so bright. And, of course, here's a familiar one in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 21. And this, the one that people like to use is the one about wives, submit yourselves to your husbands. But this comes before that. And it says, submitting yourselves to one another in the fear of God. So you know what? As you and I get this enlightened understanding from the scriptures and from the Spirit of God within us, our appreciation and respect for God and the things of God, it really grows substantially. And the result is our heartfelt response will be to offer God that appreciation and respect, which he absolutely 100% so richly deserves. You know, the quality of all of our lives can only be more deeply enriched and profited by our obedient devotion to him and in joyful service for him. So why not, in all of light of all that we have received, use our untiring efforts and energies to uphold the standard of God's word and walk with him? That is what continues to be the most noble of all of life's endeavors. In Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and in verse 13, wonderful, simple verse of scripture. Ecclesiastes 12:13 says, "Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God, keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man."
The
beginning of wisdom, life, hope, meaning, and joy. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So let us worship. Let us bow down. Let us fear our God. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. It's life, hope, blessing, and joy. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
So let us worship.
Let us worship.
Let us bow down. Let us feel our God.
Oh, yeah.
To Him.
Yeah.
Heavenly Father, you've called us to such a wonderful place, reached down and delivered us, Father, brought us up out of darkness and into your marvelous light, Father. Thank you that we continue down this path with glory and praise in our hearts, with thanksgiving, Father, for all you've done and all you continue to do. And Father, may those words like in Ecclesiastes, that we may uphold you, Father, respect you, reverence you, and be in awe of you, realizing the simplicity of who you are and what you've called us to be every day of every moment of every day. And we pray, Father, that we would have this type of obedient devotion to recognize you and to honor you for who you truly are and how good you are to us. We pray in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.